Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Marketing Murder Mysteries. I'm your host, Michael Graham. Joining me as usual is the team of Millennium Agency. Hello, Linda Fanera, CEO and Chief Strategist.
Hello, Michael Graham.
And our very own Sky Waitress of Marketing, Rob Atkinson, Managing Director. Hello, Rob.
Welcome on board, Michael.
We need peanuts on aisle four. Advertising and marketing pros see it all the time. Brands getting killed in the marketplace, sometimes due to their own miscalculations, sometimes by events beyond their control. One thing for sure that is beyond our control is knowing when a vaccine for COVID-19 will be introduced. Until that happens, nothing can return to normal. And perhaps no industry is wishing for things to return to normal more than the airline industry. Air travel down 95% since the start of the pandemic. You're going to hear the case from our marketing detectives, and then you can hand down your own verdict. This week, we discuss how the coronavirus turned the friendly skies into a flying hellscape.
Do you remember when they closed the schools and kids tried to learn online? And when we heard the term social distancing for the very first time? Do you remember when the airlines were grounded, which meant we missed our loved ones even more, but the whole world came together and said enough, no more?
So that was the ad that Emirates Air was running kind of during the height of the pandemic. The ad imagines how we'll be speaking about the pandemic once the world finds a vaccine and things kind of get back to normal. Linda, is this a good idea to gloss over the now and talk about the future?
I really like this ad. I feel as though the company really was prideful in their employees and what they believed in, and they were, you know, looking toward the future in a really positive way. And frankly, I think the timing is good. And the reason being is that people have been in lockdown for 2 months here, and they're ready. They're thinking about the future. They're getting antsy. So these are the types of messages that I think really will resonate with the markets that are out there. My perspective, I liked it. I think they did a great job. I thought it was classy. You know, they have a very specific brand, and I believe that they're living by it.
So, Rob, I want to flip the question around and ask it to you. Instead of asking, is it smart to gloss over the now and talk about the future, what else could airlines talk about now? Isn't the now so terrible for the industry that they need to talk about the later? It's just like some other industries you can mention, like the cruise industry or the restaurant industry. There's just not a lot for them to say now about that's market friendly, is there?
You know, I mean, that's the thing. You know, Emirates, though, has taken, you know, the lead in installing, you know, blood checks right before you board a plane, right? So you'll have instant knowledge of whether or not you have COVID before you get on the plane. I think that's a unique value proposition that they could put forward. But again, it's tough, you know, because I think Linda says this all the time, and I think this is so smart, is that fast and safe has always been the airline's unique value proposition. But their core competency of safety is really being assaulted by the threat of COVID-19. And for the same reason, like, you know, they have the crew on board these planes, they have gas masks, right, that they can wear in the event of fire, right, which is super important, and it's going to save lives. But they don't put that in the ad, right, because, you know, maybe right. I don't want to know that a little bit, right?
Yeah. But you don't show off the flotation device in an ocean. Look at this.
Right. This plane
went down 1,000 miles from Australia, and look, we're all floating around.
DD-12 white saber on her, you know, you don't have it. But, I mean, that's almost where you're going to have to do. I mean, 95% is a huge number. I mean, you really, I mean, and you see, you know, there's animation going on in the news right now where it shows where you sit and you're impacted in a 6-foot radius. Anybody in that 6-foot radius is going to have an 80% chance of contracting COVID as a result of it. So it's really Russian roulette. So, you know, I do think that the marketing idea behind the Emirates ad is genius because it avoids all of that, but it still doesn't get me to go back onto that plane tomorrow and feel safe.
So, Linda, what can an airline say to a typical consumer who's flying by choice, for example, you know, business travel, they got to do what they got to do, but they're flying by choice. How do you get them to make the choice to get back on an airplane?
Yeah, you definitely have to instill safety into the consumer in this case, you know, as much as possible, because frankly, somebody walking through an airport is equally as at risk as anyone sitting on a plane that may be, you know, a seat apart. So, I guess my opinion on this is everybody is taking a different stance on this. Some people are taking it very seriously. Others are doing everything that they can do to meet the regulations that are set forth. And, you know, what more can they do? And I guess my point here is, I mean, I think that they have to move forward, do anything that they can do to, you know, instill confidence in the consumer. I mean, the prices are ridiculously low. You know, people are starting to fly again. I mean, although, you know, it's not looking great, but people are flying. And with the hopes of just figuring out strategies to turn this around where people are feeling safe again.
So here's the other question to ask you, which is there actually an opportunity for the airlines to take this coronavirus moment and do something positive over the long term? Survey after survey have found that some of the most hated industries in America are the airlines. In 2018, a Forbes survey found that two of the five most hated companies were airline companies. And the reason is that, and whether it's the airline's fault or it's just the world or the business model, whatever, flying is no fun. Even when there's not a COVID, flying is no fun. And it starts from the hassle of getting to the airport and parking a car to the hassle of having to all but, you know, disrobe to get on the airplane and getting way too friendly with a TSA guy. And then you get, you know, you have to wait and be early, and then they, you know, shove you on like sheep, and then there's no space. And if you're 6'5", like a certain person who's talking right now, then there's no room, and then you can't even check you have to check every bag because they won't let you carry on anything bigger than a bag of peanuts, which you can't even get your bag of peanuts anymore. I mean, the fact is people have been complaining about the industry, and the things that they've complained about, which are tightly bunched in, no proximity, no comfort, no space, long lines, these are the things that spread COVID-19. Could we see an approach that says, hey, the smart marketing move is to make the experience better, and by making it better, it also becomes more safe?
Well, it certainly worked for them 50 years ago, right? I mean, we all used to dress up as children to go on airplanes, right? It was a big event, you know, and the food was, you know, delicious, and it was really an event. And now it's become, you know, like worse than a school bus ride because they just pack you in, they don't care, and everything you just said. So I do think there's an opportunity for them to flip this around and bring the service quality back into their marketing.
Linda?
I agree. I mean, the steps that people have to take to just get on a plane are just over the top. I mean, it is stressful, frankly. I mean, the long lines, going through TSA, you know, showing them every possible identification that you have, you know, then you're in like sardines. And so if they can, maybe this is the time for the airline industry to take a good hard look at their business model. And how can they make this enjoyable for the consumer? Because people, you know, people are getting, you know, they want to leave, but they're also getting used to staying home. So they will have to come up with ways to get people, you know, interested in traveling again, as long as they, you know, and making sure that they feel safe and comfortable.
And Linda, go ahead, Michael. I think the other part about this is that, you know, there's going to be a surprise factor. So when people go to the airport now, it's different than when they went just a couple of months ago, right? Because like Delta said, they're going to start boarding the planes back to front.
Right.
You know, Emirates is saying, you know, that you're going to have to wear gloves or a face mask and all of these additional things. And that's stressful. Anytime there's change, there's stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you got to really kind of market the surprise factor out of some of these experiences. Otherwise, you know, people are going to be really kind of freaked out the next time they fly.
But I can hear people in the industry saying, look, we know what gets people to fly: cheap tickets. And that's why you have airlines, you know, and I don't want to name any names, but it rhymes with beer it, where, you know, it's, hey, it's a $5 flight to Atlanta, seat optional, you know, and, oh, you want to wear clothes? Well, that's an extra $2.50. You know? Now, obviously, I'm exaggerating. My point is that if it is true that the only consideration is price, then we're going to be right back where we are. And I wonder, Linda, if you believe that this COVID experience, you mentioned a great point, when you get used to not flying, it's awfully easy to not get on that plane for one more day. So they need to do something to pull people on the plane. Perhaps it's not going to just be price. Price may not be sufficient. Perhaps it's going to be, you know what, we're not going to be the cheapest. We're going to be, you know, lower, as low as we can, but we are going to be the, you know, less miserable flight, or the actually even comfortable flight.
Right, exactly. So let's say like American Airlines, they're putting in all these cleaning procedures that maybe they hadn't put in before, you know, and all of their personnel, they're wearing protective equipment for the passengers and crew. But, you know, they can come up with anything. They just have to think it through. Possibly, maybe everybody that goes onto the plane now, they're a seat apart, or they're 6 feet apart, and they're given a mask and hand sanitizer and gloves, or optional gloves, or things like that, that where they can use these strategies to build out a unique selling proposition that makes them stand out from the other airlines. So if I'm going to go on to, let's just pretend Delta's not doing anything and American Airlines is doing all these things, well, who will I want to fly with? I'm going to want to fly with the one that's actually doing all these things, even if it costs me a little bit more, because I know I will be safe. And those, I do. I think now is the time that these airlines need to take a good, hard look at their marketing strategy, their model, and what can they do now to really, you know, start to get people interested again in flying, because that will be key.
And, you know, for a long time, Rob, the message from the airlines was, we're looking for a way to get one more seat on the plane. And I can see a scenario where over the next couple of years, the message is, look, we got to pay the bills. You know, the fuel costs money and safety and on and on and on. But we are looking for ways in this price structure to get one more seat off the plane. We're the airline that's looking for ways to give you that extra space. And that could be a marketing message that would have been kind of ignored, you know, before COVID, but could be, I think, significantly more powerful afterwards.
I totally agree. There was a news article putting a company had done a prototype on what the new airline seat might look like. And they had flipped the middle seat around and put, like, you know, the sneeze guard, salad guard in it. So you don't have access to sneeze on the next person.
Right.
Which I thought was really smart. And I think the next airline that tries to identify ways where they can do that, it might cost more, to Linda's point, but wouldn't you pay a little bit more to know you're not going to get sick? You know, I don't think that's a very powerful marketing tagline, but, you know, I think it needs a little work, but, you know, I
fly with Rob. Yeah. We won't snot on you. Actually, what I want, Linda, I don't want a flipped middle seat. I want an ejector seat. You sneeze on an airplane out at everybody, I want, bing, you fly right out of the plane and we never see you again. You're Goldfinger from the James Bond movie. You're out of here. That's it. Speaking of out of here, we are out of here. There you have it. The case of turning airlines from the friendly skies into a flying hellscape. The case has been made, and now it's time for you to give your verdict. Let us know your thoughts at mill.agency/verdict, or slide over into our DMs on Twitter at @millagency. We'll read the best ones on an upcoming episode. Make sure you never miss a mystery by subscribing to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or your podcatcher of choice. For Rob and Linda, I am Michael Graham, and we'll see you next time. Until then, the case is closed.